ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय निगमकल्पतरुर्गलितं पालं शुकमुकातमृतद्रावसंयुतं पिबाता भगवतं रसमलयं मुहुरको रसिका भुवि भवुकः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कांतो चैप्टर थ्री एंटाइटल्ड ऋषभदेव्स अपीयरेंस टेक्स्ट नंबर नाइन तत् यथा बलिशानां स्वयं आत्मनः श्रेयः परम् अविदुषां परमपरमपुरुषा प्रकर्षकरुणाया स्वमहिमानम् अपवर्ग आख्यम उपकल्पयिष्यन् स्वयं नापचिता एव इतरवत् इह उपलक्षितः. It's written in prose, so I will just read it and then we'll give the opportunity to whoever wants to read it to do it. Tajyata balishanam svayam atmana shreya paramma vidusham parama parama purusha prakarsha karunaya svamahimanam chapavargakyam upakalpajishyan svayam napachita evetaravat iho palakshitaha. Whoever likes to read it, please do so. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Tat, that, yata, as, valishanam, of the fools, svayam, by yourself, atmanaha, own, Shreya, welfare, param, ultimate, avidusham, of persons who do not know, parama parama purusha, O Lord of Lords, prakarsha karunaya, by abundant causeless mercy, svamahimanam, your personal glory, cha, and apavarga akyam, called apavarga, liberation, upakalpayishyan, desiring to give, svayam, personally, napachitaha, not properly worship, eva, although, itaravat, like an ordinary person, iha, here, upalakshita, you are present and seen by us. Please pay attention because I may ask you a question after the verse and the purport. So please pay attention. O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, the process of liberation, because we do not actually know the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship, but actually you are present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory called apavarga, liberation. You have come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. If you like to repeat, so it's easier to remember. O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, the process of liberation, because we do not actually know the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship, but actually you are present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory called apavarga, liberation. You have come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. Purport. It is one long paragraph. Lord Vishnu was personally present at the sacrificial arena, but this does not mean that he had any interest in his own personal benefit. Similarly, the Archa Vigraha, the deity in the temple, is present for the same purpose. Out of his causeless mercy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead presents himself before us so that we can see him. Since we have no transcendental vision, we cannot see the spiritual Satchit Ananda Vigraha of the Lord. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, he comes in a form we can see. We can only see material things like stone and wood, and therefore he accepts a form of a stone and wood, and thus accepts our service in the temple. This is an exhibition of the Lord's causeless mercy. Although he has no interest in such things, in order to receive our loving service, he agrees to act as he does. We cannot actually offer suitable paraphernalia for the Lord's worship because we are completely ignorant. It was out of his causeless mercy that the Lord appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi. So the context is that the Ritviks, not the Ritviks who challenged the GBC body, But the Ritviks, the real Ritviks, the priest, the word Ritvik means priest. The whole idea of a system of initiation through Ritviks who are not the real gurus is a concoction, it's not the system established in Shastra. Whether one person is qualified to represent the Lord or is not qualified. If he's qualified, he's guru. If he's not qualified, he's not guru. So, isn't it? So the Ritviks are speaking, the priests who are performing the sacrifice for Maharaj and Abhi. So, they're performing a sacrifice for Maharaj and Abhi, and the Lord has appeared, and then they are offering these prayers. So, I will read again the translation and then ask you a question about this. O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, the process of liberation, because we do not actually know the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship, but actually you are present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory called Apavarga, liberation. You have come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakkaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So my question to you is, if you will have to give a title to this verse, what title will you give? What is it about? What is the message of this verse? There is no limitation to one. There may be more than one answer. The causeless mercy of the Lord, would? Any other? The Lord comes only out of his causeless mercy. Good. How to pray. Very good, yes. Disqualification of the worshipper. Good. The Archa Vigraha verse explains how we should see the Lord in the temple as the priests are seeing the Lord who has mercifully appeared during the sacrificial ceremony of Maharaj and Abhi. Good. So we see there are many. The Lord is the merciful bestower of liberation. The Lord is known as Mukunda. Mukunda means he who awards liberation to his devotee. And it is interesting that in Srila Prabhupada's translation, he writes that the personal glory of the Lord is called Apavarga, liberation. Because liberation means to see the Lord. Liberation means to really be in contact with the Lord. In previous verses and purports, it was explained how when the Lord appears, we should remember that we cannot see him. We cannot really see him unless he reveals himself. And we should remember the transcendental nature of the Lord. His nature is divine. Divine means Satchit Ananda. Satchit Ananda Viraha. He has an eternal form, completely conscious, Chit and Ananda, full of transcendental happiness. In his loving exchanges with his devotees, he has an unlimited number of devotees, and he exchanges loving relationships with each and every one of them. Just imagine when we have relationships with people, right? But if we try to relate with too many people at once, we get stress, isn't it? Doesn't happen to you? You try to relate to everybody, and then we get stress. This is the material platform of relationship. But the Lord, he can have a very personal relationship with each and every devotee at the same time. And he is relaxed. He is cool. Isn't it? The youth now, they say, cool. I'm cool. How are you? I'm cool. So the Lord is cool all the time. One of the 64 qualities of the Lord described in Nectar of Devotion is that he's always fresh. Also, we hear that Srila Prabhupada, he was exhibiting that quality, always fresh. When Srila Prabhupada will come, as Shruta Kirti Prabhu explains this, when he was serving him as personal assistant, he will see how Srila Prabhupada, always before going out, he will arrange himself very nicely and put with a garland. He will come out and devotees will see him always fresh. A very long flight. Normally when we come after a very long flight, we're like, we don't know how to walk almost, isn't it? But Srila Prabhupada, he will be fresh. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj tells a personal experience he had with Srila Prabhupada when they were traveling. He and other disciples were traveling with Srila Prabhupada in India. I don't remember if it was in Mumbai or Surat, one of the cities where Srila Prabhupada was preaching. And Srila Prabhupada was conducting about 4 to 6 programs per day. You can imagine, 4 to 6 programs per day. Lecture after lecture. And not one day, but day after day after day. So, Srila Prabhupada, they will leave very early in the morning, 7 o'clock or so. They will have a program, kirtan, lecture, prasadam. Go to the next house, kirtan, lecture, prasadam. Go to the next house, kirtan, lecture, prasadam. Next house, kirtan, lecture, prasadam. Next house, kirtan, lecture, prasadam. Next house, already in the evening, it was the evening, kirtan, lecture, prasadam. Then they will go back to the temple, and the disciples, young men, usually they are strong people, isn't it? Like Aryan, you see, ready to conquer the world. When we're young, we feel strong. When we get older, today during Japa time, a few of the people, we are not so old, but we are getting older, working there, and we all work like stretching, doing gymnastics during japa time to keep up, isn't it? So we feel differently than when we are young. But all these young disciples of Srila Prabhupada, after these six programs, they were ready to crash. They will go and collapse. Because this was day after day. Next day, accompanied Srila Prabhupada for another tour. Srila Prabhupada was 75, 76, 78, maybe. So you can imagine what transcendental energy Srila Prabhupada was manifesting. So Giriraj Maharaj, he decided to look through the door, some hole, in the door, to look what Srila Prabhupada was doing. Just to see what Prabhupada did after such a program. And he saw Srila Prabhupada taking, he was sitting next to his desk, dictating, translating, like he will be translating what we are reading. O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. Stop reading more the Sanskrit. The process of liberation. Stop. Because we do not actually know, the dictaphone, the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship. But actually, you are present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest. So like that, Srila Prabhupada was translating. Can you imagine what quality, transcendental quality of being fresh? But this is not something we can imitate, isn't it? At night, like last night, I went to bed a bit late, and this morning was... Isn't it? Don't you feel like that sometimes? Like the body feels, it's waking. But Srila Prabhupada, he was so much in transcendental consciousness that he was able to live this transcendental quality of Krishna, to experience it, of being always fresh, even with a very old body. And we see, we have it even film when he was, the body was practically disintegrating, meaning disintegrating, was very old, Srila Prabhupada's body, lying on his death bed, and still translating the 10th canto purpose, 10th canto translations and purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if we read those purports, they are so deep. They communicate the transcendental abode of the Lord. So, this is explained in this verse. The transcendental quality of mercy of the Lord, of the mercy of the Lord, who gives liberation. Sri Sri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. He awards his darshan. By his causeless mercy, he awards his darshan, even though we are not able to perceive his transcendental qualities, Satchitananda, as we were reading, as we read in previous verses. The Lord has transcendental qualities, but generally, we cannot perceive the Lord as he is. We don't really know. Sometimes we say we know, But do we really know? We think we know, but we do not see. Pashyana pana pashyati, the Bhagavatam says. Although we are seeing, we are not seeing. This is generally applied to people devoid of Atma Tattva. So it is not applied to devotees. Devotees, by the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master, they can see. But even we are receiving revelation through a scripture, the Lord is appearing before us as Mother Karunamayi was saying, the Archa Vigraha verse. He appears as in the form of the deity, but sometimes we do not see him. We see him, and yet we do not see him. Isn't it? We are seeing him, but many times we are not realizing his transcendental form. We are not realizing that the Satchitananda transcendental Lord is in front of us. We have to do an intellectual endeavor to see him, isn't it? Especially Western people, we tend to rationalize everything and to do everything with the intellect and the mind, instead of doing it with the heart, with the soul. So this is the challenge, this is the gap between being with the Lord personally, with the Lord, or being apparently with the Lord but being separated from the Lord. There is a gap there, and the gap is in our consciousness. As we see here in this verse, the Lord is more eager to give us his darshan and liberation than we are. Here it is explained, the Ritviks, they are self-evaluating themselves, and they say that actually we are interested in dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. We are not doing the yagya out of pure love. We have some personal interest. And yet, your Lordship does not care for it and appears before us in order to satisfy our interest. This is the mercy of the Lord. Yajata mam prapadyante tamstata eva bhajamyaham mama varma nuvartante manushya partha sarvasaha. That the Lord, he will reciprocate with everyone according to how they or we approach him. But his mercy, and this is certainly many of you mentioned the topic of mercy. Certainly the mercy is, we could say, the main topic of this verse. Prakarsha karunaya. Srila Prabhupada translates this word as by abundant causeless mercy. Abundant. Like we, Srila Rupa Goswami, in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorifies him as Krishna Prema Pradayate. Prema Pradaya. He is profusely giving Prema, Krishna Prema. Pure love for Krishna. And this is his abundant mercy that he gives Krishna Prema even to people who are unqualified, wretched people, unfortunate people. Dinahina yatachilo hari nama udarilo. Sri Narottamdas Thakur has sung about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, how merciful they are. Tara Shakshi Jagai Madai. And the witnesses of this are Jagai and Madai. They are the witness of the mercy of the Lord. Like we have in the Christian, the modern Christian tradition, there are the Jehovah Witnesses. They say they are witness. They are witnessing. They say, I'm a witness. I'm telling you, I'm a witness of Jehovah. Jehovah exists. I have experience. So we also can say, I'm a witness of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm a witness of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to this wretched fellow. So we can, isn't it? We can see, we have practical experience of how the mercy of the Lord is available to us. So here, the Ritviks are saying, we are interested in Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. We perform religion for our own happiness, like many people do. Like when we were coming back with Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu from Spain 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Saturday, we were flying on Ryanair, the flying supermarket. They sell everything and anything and everything you can imagine. They are selling very cheap and very punctual, and all kinds of products. Anyway, so at one point they offer, you can buy some kind of lottery. It's a type of lottery. You can buy this, and the benefits of that is going for poor people, poor children, and some other charity organizations. And then when they said it in Spanish, the translation, they know the Latin people, the Latin heart. And they were saying, if you simply feel generous today, if you feel generous, you can buy. So even you can win this and that. Recently someone got some benefit from it, like a person who was flying from Madrid to such and such place got whatever, 1 million whatever euro. I forgot the amount. But if you simply feel generous, you can also do it just out of your generosity. So this can be also dharma there. Sometimes people, we want to feel good. So I'm a good person. So I serve Krishna because I am a good devotee. I'm a good person. Real good. Real surrender. I come every day to Mangalartik and I'm doing good. Even if I'm tired, I stay up at night. I come to Mangalartik. So, isn't it? So, this will be dharma. Dharma. We do it for our own interest. And then, of course, artha. Artha implies a material gain. We think that Krishna will take care of me. I take care of Krishna, I serve the deity, and then the deity will take care of me. There is some reciprocation. And that's true. It's a fact. For devotees, it's also so. But in the material platform, there is a material interest. And then kama. Kama means when I'm healthy, when I'm doing good, right? When we meet a friend, how are you doing? I'm doing good. So I'm doing good means, okay, I'm healthy. But if I'm not healthy, Srila Prabhupada will sign his letters. Hope this meets you in good health. Because he knows, without health we cannot do anything. We cannot properly function. So, when we are healthy, when we have material prosperity, then we can have a happy life. Right? Happy, quote. Everyone likes a happy life. Isn't it? So the Ritviks, they were seeing their self-interest in approaching the Lord. Even though they were Brahmanas, they were very, we could say, Paka Brahmanas, but they were looking at themselves. I still have self-interest. Or moksha. I ultimately want liberation for my own selfish interest. To stop suffering. Because this world is a place of suffering. So everyone gets it. Everyone gets, sooner or later, gets ill or gets old. In Spain we have one devotee, his name is Subal Prabhu. He's 83 now. And he still sits like that. You give him a chair, he says, no, I can manage. He sits like the sadhu's sitting posture, traditional, classical. But you can see the body is getting old. Even though he's doing so well, but the body is getting old. He pays full dandavat still. But you see, he has to make an endeavor too. So everyone, sooner or later, gets it in this world. So then when we get it, we want moksha, liberation. Because we cannot be happy here, so we want to be happy there. So still self-interest is there. So the Ritviks sing their personal selfish motivation, maybe in their humility, doesn't mean they necessarily were so, but in their humility, they are praying to the Lord, asking him. Actually, what they are not asking, they're just glorifying the Lord, how merciful you are, that despite our disqualification, one of you mentioned our disqualification in approaching the Lord, despite our disqualification, the Lord mercifully appears. And this is Poshanam. This is one of the 10 topics of the Bhagavatam, Poshanam, the protection of the Lord. The Lord protects by offering abundant mercy. And even if the devotee has approached him for dharma, artha, kama, or moksha, the Lord gives pure bhakti, or he gives real moksha. Real moksha means eternal relationship with him. Rasa. This is the mercy of the Lord. As we read in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj, when he approached the Lord, you remember the incident, the event, how Dhruva Maharaj approached the Lord, he was actually Sarvakami. Sarvakami means full, completely full of material desire. He wanted to enjoy. He wanted a position. He wanted to take revenge from his stepmother. And also his father, who had rejected him. He had some personal grudge there. And he wanted to prove that I'm going to do better than you. And you will see that. And for that he approached the Lord. he went to get help from the Lord. So, but then when he saw the Lord appeared to him after he was pleased with Dhruva Maharaj, Maharaja's endeavor. And when Dhruva Maharaj saw him, do you remember what did he say? What was his statement? Who remembers? You want to say? Yeah. Yes. He prayed to the Lord saying, the Lord asked him, you can ask me whatever you like. He was actually totally transformed. He was in transcendental ecstasy, bhava. His body was trembling due to the intense spiritual emotion. Tears were flowing from his eyes. And he couldn't speak. His voice was completely, he choked. He couldn't speak. And then when the Lord touched his head with his transcendental conch shell, then Dhruva Maharaj was able to speak. And when he spoke, he said, Swamin kritarto varam nayache, my Lord, I do not desire anything. I do not want any varam, any blessing. Because he was saying, you are the blessing. I am blessed now. I don't need anything else. And then he said what Bhaktivedanta Prabhu mentioned, that actually I was looking for broken pieces of glass. This was my prayer. Give me broken glass. Give me broken glass. I want money. I want position. I want enjoyment. I want. Srila Prabhupada said in one occasion, he was speaking about prayer, and he said that as long as I pray, I want this, I want that, I want this, I will not be satisfied. Our prayers should be in order, if we want to be satisfied, then the prayer should be sincerely, my Lord, how can I please you? How can I serve you? Without any conditions. In the verse, the word Shreya is mentioned. Atmana Shreya. Atmana Shreya means the welfare of the self. The welfare of the person. Shreya. But not any welfare, but actually ultimate welfare. There is Shreya and Preya. Shreya is ultimate welfare. Preya is immediate welfare. Material satisfaction. Superficial satisfaction. Temporary satisfaction. So Srila Prabhupada said that any other prayer than this, my Lord, how can I serve you without any conditions? And we will not be satisfied. Because always there will be the anxiety. Will I get it? Will I not get it? And when I get it, will I keep it? Or will I lose it? So this is the anxiety in the material world. But when the prayer is, my Lord, how can I please you? How can I serve you without any conditioning? Then we will be happy. We will be satisfied. So this is the mercy of the Lord. The Lord, even though we approach him looking for broken pieces of glasses, the Lord gives us the diamond of his transcendental loving association, loving relationship. And this is explained in this verse by the Ritvik priest, the real Ritviks. Any comments or questions? Yes. Yes, chit, sometimes we translate it as knowledge, but the real knowledge means, chit means conscious, yes, consciousness. Chit, like sometimes the spiritual world is mentioned as, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chit shakti, the conscious energy. The conscious energy is the soul, the self. Any other comments, questions? Yes, I mean, we can look at it in two ways. To search for satisfaction, for peace, is natural for the soul, because by nature we are like that. We are eternal servants of Krishna, and we are happy in that position. So, Anandamayo Vyasat, the nature of the self is to search for satisfaction. So, in that sense, there is nothing to regret in searching for satisfaction, because it is the nature of the soul. On the other hand, in the conditioned state, we are stuck trying to search for satisfaction. We're committing the mistake of, it's like trying to touch our nose like that. Somehow we are stuck. There is something happening in the brain, to give a material example, and we don't know how to do this. And we're doing like this, trying to touch the nose. And so we're stuck. So as long as we try to do it for ourselves, not really for serving the Lord, we are still doing it wrongly. We need to be to go to the, how you call it, osteopathies. In America, I don't think they have chiropractitioner. Here in Europe, the osteopathies, the expert in the bones, the science of the bones. I have a devotee brother, Gundicha Prabhu, in Barcelona recently, when we were, the last time I went to see him, I visited Barcelona. There was an anti-cult conference there, the worldwide anti-cult conference. Anuttama Prabhu came. Very nice preaching program. Mahaprabhu was there, yes. So my brother, he had a problem, a pain in the back. So he went to the osteopathies in one session, he fixed him. He did something, and then he was going to sing. They have an interfaith choir. They chant the Mahamantra Hare Krishna also. So they went to a church. He had to sing in the evening, but he couldn't because of this. He went to the osteopathies, and he fixed him, and he could do the singing in the evening. So we tried to serve Krishna out of selfishness. And therefore we need the association of devotees, of pure devotees, so that they fix us in our consciousness, how to approach Krishna. And sometimes, naturally, when the deficiency is very big, then we may need many sessions. We need to the osteopathies many times. So we need many sessions of hearing, chanting, doing service, so that we come to do it in a natural way. So we don't need to artificially force ourselves. It is not artificial. We may have the attitude or we may not have it, But we should do our best to approach the Lord with a proper attitude. We cannot artificially do it, but we can practice. This is sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means we are practicing. Practicing to do it properly. And by practicing, we gradually get it. Ultimately, we get it out of causeless mercy. If we get it, it is not to our credit, it is to the credit of the pure devotees, Krishna's servants, who help us to get it. And it is Krishna's mercy. Time is up, 3 minutes longer. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.